under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, June 25th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. One of the things you have to look at when it comes to doing this type of work, doing this type of show, you get information sent to you all the time. People send me text messages, emails. I get all kinds of information. I click on the sources. Then what I do is I literally look for other sources to validate and to confirm the initial report that's sent to me. In this modern day age of blogging, posts, websites, some appearing to be real legitimate news organizations when in fact they're not. They're bought and paid for by congressmen, U.S. senators, some state representatives, some state senators. But most importantly, political consultants, lobbyists, special interest groups. When a political consultant sets up a fake news site and runs and operates it as a legitimate news source, you need to know who's behind it, who's funding it, who's paying for it. One such political family in the state of Michigan, folks, that has been involved in our state politics going all the way back to the 1970s. Richard and Betsy DeVos. Their multi-millionaire industry known as Amway. I believe down in the Grand Rapids, Kent County area. I've never been to the factory. I don't know exactly where it is. But they have become multi-gazillionaires. Absolutely do not hold bad against them in any way, shape, or form. Living the American dream. Do you know every single one of the DeVos children don't work? Oh, some of them are part of the office. Some of them are part of the business. Some of them are part of something to do with Amway. Don't get me wrong. But they don't work like you and I work. You know, I work average 10 to 12 hours a day. Every day, 7 days a week. It's my life. It's what I do. I live to work. I live to serve. I live to be involved in Michigan news, Michigan politics. It's what I do for my life. Not for a living, for my life. This is what I've dedicated my life to. God willing, as long as I can speak on this microphone, it's what I'm going to do. They're going to have to take me out, or I'm going to have to die before you stop hearing my voice. I give you a pledge, I give you a promise that when I say something is the truth, it is the truth, and that is the truth. I've verified it. I've looked at reports, I've looked at stories, I've read constantly. And by the way, don't send me books anymore. I don't have time to read books. I'm too busy reading stories and confirming stories for you, my radio family. This is what I do with my life. Well, I got a story I'm going to share with you in the next segment. Has to do with one candidate running against Neil Friske. This has been verified by four different sources, and it's the truth. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Second segment, hour number three. There is a very interesting take on this race because of the DeVos family money being funneled into these campaigns. One of such campaigns, Cam Cavett, running for re-election in 106. Check out his campaign finance report. Every single DeVos family adult member has donated to Cam Cavett. Every single one. Betsy, Rich, all the kids, every DeVos known to me, there could be more, are on that campaign finance report. Cam, you deny it? Come on the show and correct me. Guess who else has DeVos names on their campaign finance report? Parker Fairburn. These are people handpicked to make sure that he gets enough money to run ads, signs, and mailers in your mailbox. You know those mailers you guys got on Saturday for the 107th? Many of you took pictures of them and texted them to my phone. You know, the bills attacking Neil Vic Frisky's voting record. DeVos money paid for it. Pure and simple. Paid for by a PAC that they own and operate. Another piece that you guys sent me was paid for Parker Fairburn's own campaign. Probably a positive one. Picture of him and his wife, whatever. Yeah, that comes from the campaign. When you get these negative attack mailers, folks, you got to look at the small fine print. It's in a box. It's on the bottom. Paid for by. You need to pay attention to these mailers. If it doesn't come from the campaign, it's coming from an organization, it's coming from a PAC, it's coming from a special interest group, you need to be aware of that. Now the money, millions of dollars in media power has been spent to influence Neil Frisky's primary election race. The media does not even publicly correct their lies. They pumped the lies out there last Thursday when he got arrested. They pumped them out on Friday. They pumped them out on Saturday and Sunday. It was on news organizations reporting all weekend long across the entire state of Michigan. Massive defamation, disinformation. Well, it's all meant to drive the negatives up on State Representative Neil Frisky. You have two components in political polling strategies. You've seen it on Fox News. You've seen it all over the place. Newsmax. All of them do it. You see these polls where they talk about favorable and unfavorable. That is a scientific mathematic formula that they use to determine advertising and messaging. This is how it works. If you can raise the unfavorables, usually north of 55-60, if you can get your unfavorables up, it automatically, unfavorables go up, drives the favorables down. Because when somebody asks you, they poll you, what's your position on this person? Do you favor them? Unfavorable? Where do you stand? Well, I'm unfavorable. Okay. They do the poll. Usually it's 600, 800 people. It's a small sample of most likely voters that vote in Republican primaries August 6th this year. If they can get 60% unfavorables, you're going to win. Why? Because 40% are favorable. If they vote based on that emotion, favorability, you lose the election 60 to 40. It's that simple. If you're close, if you're 52-48, you got to send out more attack ads from the PACs, lobbyist special interest groups. So the DeVos machine will be dumping more money into the attacks mailers against Neil Friske. You're going to see them. They're coming. It's going to happen. It could even get worse than it already is. Why? Because they are going to drive his unfavorables up. This is how the modern day computerized polling, media driven advertising campaigns operate. Conversely, Vicky's running a totally positive campaign. I have found, researched, I have information on some of her opponents. You've never heard me say it on this microphone. We've not put it out there in a mailer. We're not going to put it out there in the mailer. All our mailings are positive about her and what she's going to do to fix the qualified voter files and have hand-counted elections here in Antrim County. But I have some dirt on two of our opponents. I could literally bury their campaign in one day. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to attack for political gain the information I have, and I've confirmed it, again, four different sources. But I'm not going to do it. I believe negative campaigning is bad. We should not be subjected to this garbage that's coming out of Parker Fairburn's campaign. Paid for with DeVos money. The attacks that they're doing to Todd Smallenberg on behalf of Cam Cavett. It's all aimed to make you question whether or not Todd Smallenberg is truly a citizen candidate, a patriot, a Marine who lost the lower half of his left leg in serving this country. Have you questioned whether or not he even really lives and will represent the 106th House District? We already got a U.S. Congressman who lives the majority of his year in Washington, D.C. and Louisiana. But yet he's representing us in the 1st Congressional District. Honestly, I don't even care where Todd Smallenberg lives. It doesn't affect his values, his morals, his positions, his backbone. I'm going to use a kind of a quasi little pun here. Todd Smallenberg is stronger on his 2 feet than Cam Cavett is on his 2 naturally God-given 2 feet. This crap, folks, has got to stop in northern Michigan. Bergman's tied in with DeVos because of his relationship with his political consultant, Strategic National, out of Grand Rapids. Where's Amway based? Bingo! Down the street from Strategic National, John Yob's company, which is, by the way, by and far, one of the best political consulting firms in the entire state of Michigan, bar none. John Yob is great at what he does. What's his job? His job is to get his candidates elected, period, by any means necessary. If it means sending out mailers attacking your opponent, you do it. You drive those unfavorables up, you lower the favorables, your candidate wins. He doesn't care about the candidate's values or principles. Dave Ijima told me that he told John Yob, you know, I'm the only true conservative candidate you've ever been contracted with and helped win an election when he ran for RNC National Committee Man against Saul Anousis. You know what John Yob did? I love John. He's so cool. He looks like Vicky, who's the wizard? He looks like Harry Potter. Sorry, John, brother. Love you to death, but you look like Harry Potter. Younger kid with glasses, haircut, all of it. Do you know what John Yab did when Dave Ajima said that to him? He sat and thought for a second, put his hand on his chin, kind of gazed off to the right, and he goes, you know what? You're right. Dave Ajima was the only conservative candidate that John Yab has ever represented for Strategic National as a political consultant. Not John DeMoose, not Jack Bergman. He consults for both of their campaigns. Obviously not Parker Fairburn. He's not old enough to be a conservative. He just went through indoctrination at Northwood. The DeVosses are behind this entire thing, folks. They're funding it. Go to his campaign finance report, just like Cam Kavitz, and look at it. If you want the DeVos family to handpick your state representative for the 106th and 107th, respond to those mailers. Vote accordingly to those lies that you're getting in your mailbox. I've connected the dots. I've looked at the campaign finance reports. I know exactly what I'm talking about. The media smear campaigns never, ever go against the far left. They only go against the far right. Most conservative, 100% voting record, Neil Friske. I know without a shadow of a doubt that when Todd Smallenberg defeats Cam Kavitz on August 6th and goes on to be the state representative for the 106th House District, he will be standing arm in arm, lockstep with Neil Friske in the 107th. Christian Marcus in the 105th. Katie Niss in the 103rd. We will have four Patriots in Lansing out of 58. Because we're exposing the truth about the Bergman machine using the DeVos money. And others. Bergman's own Star PAC, completely set up to donate to elect veterans into elected office, gave the money to a non-veteran, Cam Kavitz. $5,000. Todd Smallenberg challenged Bergman at the ERG meeting there in Harbor Springs. Izzy Lyman has the video of it. Bergman's flippant answer to Todd, yeah, so what's your point? Excuse me? You pompous, arrogant little congressman. Violating your own PAC's mission statement to give $5,000 to a non-veteran, Cam Kavitz. When Todd challenged him to give the money back, Cam wouldn't do it. I'll have to check into campaign finance laws. No, you don't, Cam. Write out a check to the Star PAC and give it back to Bergman. If you can't show us a canceled check, you have absolute stolen the valor of our veterans. Shame on you. When it comes to politics, you have no morals or ethics whatsoever. On the hour news break, final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.